All right, here we go with our locker room chats here on this beautiful Wednesday evening as we get you set for another week of Friday Night Football. It is the final week of the regular season. Bryce Payton, Riverside football coach, joining us here. We appreciate it as always. And, Coach, a fantastic season continued for you guys last week. A big win against Donovan West. 40-8 was the final score. Take us back to the initial thoughts and takeaways from that game.
I didn't really realize it, but we won the game, scored 40 points, and we didn't even complete a pass. We were 0-2 on the night. So that was a positive for us that we were able to run the ball effectively and get the job done.
Talk about the offensive line, obviously a big key in that factor.
Right. Offensive line is we had one offensive lineman get hurt a few weeks ago, and I think we're figuring it out slowly. We had to throw a freshman, but he's not a normal freshman, Gavin Schoenfelter. He's a big boy and strong, and he had played some throughout the year a little bit already, and he's very capable. But we're kind of settling in, I guess you could say, and playing well, and then our backs ran well. I think Elijah had another big night. I think he had 12 carries and 278 yards and 3 touchdowns, I think. So he had a big one. Ty ran the ball one time for 75 and a touchdown. And Mason Hayes was, I think he ended up with about 85 yards. And we ended with about 490 yards rushing. So it was great to see our boys just kind of be able to put some things together offensively on the offensive line and do a couple little wrinkles for things that we're going to need moving forward.
It's hard to believe we are at the final week of the regular season, and you got a big matchup here on Friday night against Riverside. We'll talk about it, of course, in the next segment. But obviously one of the things you probably have on the list, your checklist, at the beginning of the season is make the playoffs. Your team has done that. So just the ride that you've been on so far with your season, the success you have had to this point, still a lot to play for. The fact, though, you have a chance at a district championship. You're obviously in the playoffs. So a lot of success here with still a lot to go.
Right. At the beginning of the year, like we've kind of talked about multiple weeks, the goal is to make the playoffs. And then, like you said, just kind of check each box as you kind of go. We've been fortunate enough to win games and put us in position. And, the next step was to host a playoff game. And that's what we ended up doing last week. Let's put ourselves in position last week with the win to be able to host the playoff game. And the next check would be to have a district championship. And that's something that we have not done since the first year of Riverside in 2012. So it's been a long time, and I think we've been kind of building this up for our boys and I think our community, and I think it'll be good that we'll have that at home against a good, very, very good Centralia team on senior night.
Riverside football coach Bryce Payton, a couple more minutes. We'll talk about the matchup against Centralia on Friday night. We'll do it after a break here on KNZA. Couple more minutes here with Bryce Payton, Riverside football coach. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. District championship on the line. Riverside at home. Senior night should be a great atmosphere as they host Centralia. Battle of 6-1 teams. Coach, what stands out about this Centralia team as you get ready for them this week?
They're very, very good. Very disciplined. They don't shoot themselves in the foot. They do a ton of different formations to get different looks and use their skill sets and try to find a weakness in your defense they're a typical Centralia team. They come from a good program, and the Flinty kid's really, really good. I think he played against us last year with a torn ACL, so that kind of tells you a lot about a kid. He's just tough and smart, and you could see that on film. And they have all the pieces to be very, very good. And we're just hoping to minimize mistakes and put them into have our defense put them into third and long situations and see what happens. It's kind of been us all year long. It's probably not going to look pretty, but that's what we're hoping for at the end of the game. We're right there, a couple plays away, either way to have a plaque.
What makes the single wing so hard to defend?
They just run so many different things out of it. and you know, they pull different directions, and you know, they want you to look in the backfield with your head stretched up and kind of looking around. About that time, a lineman comes and hits you. So just staying disciplined is the biggest thing. You know, doing your job, be where you need to be, and don't try to go and do somebody else's job, because that's when you get faked out and they run right where you were and run right down the sideline for six. So just got to stay disciplined football on defense, and we're gonna have to make some plays this week at offense. You know, they're gonna be stout. They're gonna be stout up front, and we just got to continue to do what we do, which is run the football. But we're gonna have to make plays on the side, and continue to do that.
Finally, coach, real quick, just a few keys for this game on Friday night.
You know, we've said it multiple weeks in a row, okay, we cannot turn the ball over. We had two fumbles last week, and it kind of cost us in the third quarter. We cannot turn the ball over, and we got to minimize their rushing attack. So no big plays, and make them earn everything they get, and no turnovers.
There it is, Bryce Payton, Riverside football coach, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Battle of 6-1 teams in the final week of the regular season. District championship on the line, Centralia at Riverside. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll do it again one more time next week.
Thanks. I appreciate it.